This is Apollo Control. That brings us up to date with the taped conversation. We'll stand by for any further live communication from the crew before they begin their sleep period. We've gotten some preliminary figures from the flight dynamics officer on that trans-earth injection burn. After a review of the telemetry data, and it shows that our change in velocity was nominal, 3,283.5 feet per second. We also show a nominal burn time of 2 minutes 28 seconds. The crew reported the burn time about 2 to 3 seconds long. Based on their onboard data, the ground data shows the burn to have been just about nominal. Based on the preliminary tracking, it would appear that the splashdown would occur almost precisely as predicted or planned in the flight plan. That would be at 195 hours, 18 minutes, 40 seconds ground elapsed time. And we would expect that splashdown time to change somewhat during the trans-Earth coast, particularly as the need or lack of need for mid-course corrections becomes more apparent with additional tracking. At this time, Apollo 11 is 4,086 nautical miles from the moon and traveling at almost precisely 1 mile per second, 5,283 feet per second, and that's just updated to 5,280 feet per second.
Apollo 11, Houston, you can crank up on the PTC at any time, over.
All right, go.
Apollo 11, Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
Right, 11, this is the regional Capcom. Congratulations on an outstanding job. You guys have really put on a great show up there. I think it's about time you powered down and got a little rest, however. You've had a mighty long day here. Hope you're all going to get a good sleep on the way back. We'll look forward to seeing when you get back here. Don't fraternize with any of those bugs en route, except for the Hornet.
Okay. Thank you, boss. We'll... We're looking forward to a little rest and a restful trip back, and see you on the weekend there.
Right, you've earned it.
That exchange was between Donald K. Deeks Layton, Director of Flight Crew Operations at the Manned Spacecraft Center, and astronaut Neil Armstrong.
Apollo 11, Houston, we'd like you to turn off O2 tank number one, heaters, over.
It's on, thank you.
Roger. Hello, Apollo 11, Houston. For your information, the LGC and Eagle just went belly up after 7 hours. Over.
Oh, okay, very good. This was death of a real winner, sir. Charlie, we're going to rotate about pitch 270 degrees on the way home, vice 090 on the way out, right?
Right, sir.
Okay, Air 49 maneuver to that attitude is in progress.
Roger. Again, please, Neil, you were breaking up. We missed that. Over.
Okay. This is crew status report. Radiation CDR 11017 EMP 10019 LMP 09020. No medication.
Roger. Thank you. And we didn't get a crew status report from you this morning. Wondered if you could give us an estimate of sleep last night. Over. And we'd like you to disable quads Charlie and Delta. Over. Apollo 11, Houston, if it's convenient, we'd like to go through your onboard readout. Over.
What?
Oh, excuse me, that's on the flight plan 3102. We'd like BATS and RCS. Over.
copy it.
Roger, go ahead.
Jet Charlie, 370, Pyro Bat A, 370, Bat B, 370, RCS, 55, 65, 64, and 62, over.
Roger, we copy all that. Thank you much.